Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Is there any hope for the Chicago Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
There's nothing inspirational I could possibly say that's going to make a difference.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Well, is there? You tell me. 319-366-1600. The Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, off and running on a pivotal Wednesday for the National League Championship Series in Chicago. Game four, the Dodgers holding a 3-0 advantage over the Cubs after last night's 6-1 win at Wrigley Field. You got the Yankees and the Astros about to get underway in game five of that series after New York stormed back to tie the series, taking the last two games at Yankee Stadium. Plenty of baseball to get to today. We got a lot of football to talk about. It's UNI Men's Basketball Media Day in Cedar Falls. Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, expected to join us on the phone today at 5:30. We'll talk Iowa State basketball and football, as well as a little NBA with our resident NBA expert, Brent Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic. You're going to hear from him coming up at the bottom of the hour. 6 o'clock showdown on tap tonight in hour number three. We've got a pair of tickets as the prize tonight to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. That show is coming up Saturday, November 18th, with special guests, the Large Midgets, and more to get to on tap. We got lots of stuff. The $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill will also go to a lucky listener before 7 o'clock tonight. Check them out online, La Cantina. 319.com, or just stop into one of their three locations. There's one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the newest location has been open for quite a while, but you can still call it the newest location technically in the Fountains off Edgewood. I'm running on fumes today. I guess you could say I am the Chicago Cubs of radio broadcasters today. Stayed up late last night, went down with the ship, watched to the bitter end, and this is not how anybody wanted things to go. And I'm starting to feel bad about being a homer and predicting the Dodgers were going to win the series in 5 games, which was and is on record as having been my prediction. That looks like a blatant homer selection, Alex, that I gave the Cubs 1 game in this series.
Well, it doesn't, and I'll tell you why. Because according to Vegas, the Cubs are favored in tonight's game.
Well,
would you, if you're in Vegas right now, would you go put money on the Dodgers to finish it off tonight?
It's Jake Arrieta against Alex Wood. You're telling me I'm getting a favorable return on my investment, and I use investment in air quotes for if I put money on the Dodgers. I'd load up on the Dodgers tonight. This team defies the odds. And again, last night, I was awash in negativity on Twitter. It's not too often that I'm the most positive guy in the room. And last night on Twitter, I've had it with a lot of what people refer to as Cubs Twitter. Just people saying really stupid, outlandish things about this team. And Carl Edwards Jr. gets booed off the mound last night at Wrigley Field. Whether or not they were booing him or booing the team as a whole, just I thought it was embarrassing. And this is a team that's been to 3 National League Championship Series in a row. The franchise had never been to the postseason 3 years in a row, let alone to the NLCS 3 years in a row. Carl Edwards Jr., whether you like it or not, is going to be pitching high-leverage innings next year in either the 7th or 8th inning, depending on what the front office does this offseason as far as addressing the bullpen needs, which are there. But at the end of the day, I'm tired of it's Madden this and it's the bullpen this. And one run again last night. It's just, A, you're playing the best team in the National League. This is a squad that, had they not hit that little rut in August and early September, where they lost a ton of games, would probably go down in history as one of the best teams in baseball. And you can make the argument that maybe some of those losses were them taking their foot off the accelerator and coasting to the finish line, similar to what the Cubs did last season. That's fine. The Dodgers are really good. That bullpen is the best in the postseason. And you can point to a number of things that are wrong with this team right now. They're not scoring runs. Last night, a solo home run by Kyle Schwarber, and that was it. They had a couple opportunities. John Jay was up with a couple guys on base. Strikes out looking. I don't care what you say about this, this, or that. They're not scoring runs, and if you don't score runs against one of the best teams in baseball, you're not going to win. And now I'm ultimately even more depressed because it's looking like the Yankees could win on the American League side of things, and it's not that I don't like the Yankees. It's that I think Houston would be a great story. Now, as I said last night, you're looking at a Dodgers-Houston World Series, which would be tremendous fun because those are the two best teams in the postseason, in my opinion, or the Dodgers and the Yankees, which would be a rematch of the World Series 40 years ago and great for baseball and TV ratings because you've got the New York and LA markets. Today, by the way, the 40th anniversary of Reggie Jackson becoming Mr. October. He walked in his first at-bat and then hit back-to-back-to-back home runs off Dodgers pitching 40 years ago today. Pretty cool when you think about it. And 40 years later, the Dodgers, who, look, they haven't been to the World Series since 1988. LA hasn't. Long overdue for that franchise to return to the series. But the fact that it's going to come at the expense of the Cubs, I don't have to like that. But it's been just an all-around miserable National League Championship Series for the Cubs. And I heard the guys before talking about whether or not you just want to put this team out of its misery and move on to the postseason. Hell no! No! Make this go six or seven, even if they lose in agonizing fashion in seven games, which I would come back, those words could come back to haunt me, because I would be just absolutely distraught. I know what kind of fan wants to see their season come to an end. That's like asking Iowa fans after they lost to Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game 2 years ago, just want to call it a day. Just put the season out of its misery. No! Of course, in hindsight, could have saved a lot of money and a trip to Pasadena and another really bad bowl loss at the hands of Stanford, but that's beside the point. Cub fans, I want to hear from you. What's been the most frustrating part about this postseason, quote-unquote, run for you? 319-366-1600. I'll ask you, in the American League Championship Series, the Yankees are back in this thing. Have you changed your opinion on the ALCS, which is underway right now, Game 5 at Yankee Stadium?
I think this is going to go seven games. The home team has won every game so far, and the Yankees have been outstanding at Yankee Stadium. And unless, if Houston can get game five, then I think they win the series. But like I said, the Yankees have been very good at home. And just look at the way that this postseason is setting up for the Dodgers. They run in the NLDS, they run into a team that had to spend all of their pitching, the Arizona Diamondbacks, on the wild card game. And Taijuan Walker starts game one. In the NLCS, they run into a team that had to use all their pitching in game five, had to take a detour through Albuquerque, and had to start John Lackey in game one of the series. They've barely had to lift a finger in this series, which is probably the most frustrating part for Cubs fans. They're up 3-0. If they really need to go to a game five then or six, then they have Clayton Kershaw and Rich Hill waiting in the wings. So if they get this one over with early, then they will be playing a team out of the American League that will presumably have to spend all their pitching on a six or seven game series in the ALCS. So when you hear Dodger fans saying, if not this year, then when? I think that's why. Because the Dodgers have gotten every single break along the way, and not necessarily from their on-field play, because they've gone out there and earned the victories, but the teams that they have run into have been not necessarily decimated, but drained, have had to drain all of their resources on trying to win the round prior to them, and are coming into these series shorthanded.
You take advantage of the breaks.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying the Dodgers are taking advantage of the breaks. They were better than the Diamondbacks, and they're better than the Cubs. And I'd say they're better than the Yankees, and I would say it would almost be a wash with the Astros if that Houston bullpen wasn't giving the Cubs bullpen a run for dumpster fire of the postseason. And the Astros are just, they can't get out of their own way once the starter is out of the game, which is unfortunate. Because when you look at that lineup, and Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve and some of the tremendous players that they're trotting out there on a daily basis, that's a team that I want America to get introduced to, because I think it would be good for baseball. When you look at the four teams remaining, the last four teams standing, it really is interesting to look at how they all got there and how they were built. Because you had the Cubs and the Astros, who both did a similar rebuild where they completely tore down, they lost on purpose, and then cashed in high draft picks. In Houston's instance, actually got lucky in a couple times, because the guys that they drafted, they either were able to trade in Mark Appel, or Brady Aiken they didn't sign, and they got a compensatory pick for him, and they turned into Alex Bregman the following year. Then you've got the Dodgers, who are an interesting mix of young homegrown talent, Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, who's not even playing in the NLCS, along with big money guys that you've gone out and brought in. Clayton Kershaw, how can I not mention him as a homegrown talent either? The Dodgers drafted him in the first round back in, I think it was 2006. And then you've got the Yankees, who are also riding a wave of young talent that they drafted and developed. Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, Dellin Betances. And then you've got some veteran guys in the mix there as well. It's four teams that I think are really interesting when you look at how they got to this point. If I had to put money on, I would get on a plane right now at whatever airport spends the most money on this radio station and fly to Las Vegas, and I would put money on the Dodgers tonight. You heard Joe Maddon there at the beginning of the program. There's nothing he can say or do at this point that's going to motivate this team. They have three meetings. They have one in spring training, they have one at the All-Star break, and they have one before the first game of the postseason, and he is stuck to that. There's no magic rain delay speech from Jason Hayward on the way or anything. It is what it is. And the beauty of the game of baseball is that these things happen all the time, these slumps where teams look absolutely overmatched and terrible over the course of a 162-game season. And the Dodgers certainly had their run where they were awful, but they did it during the regular season. And everything is magnified tenfold in the postseason. And so now all of you've got people just ready to jump off the ledge and get rid of this guy. Get rid of Carl Edwards Jr.? Okay, make a bad bullpen even worse for next year. Or make the front office have to expend even more resources. Now, he's a good young player who's going to be a part of that bullpen for a while. But they've got some issues in the pen. They're going to have to replace a couple starters next year. And I understand why Cub fans probably have some angst, because this year's team wasn't the same as last year's team, and the changes were relatively minimal. You took David Ross and Dexter Fowler out of the lineup, and then Aroldis Chapman, who was acquired halfway through the season last year but was the closer. The changes were sort of minimal this year, but enough that you noticed. And then next year, 2018, they're going to look even further removed from 2016. I understand why there's some hand-wringing here.
And it's also really frustrating to watch baseball and a team that you like walk as many batters and not be able to hit in a crucial situation, in crucial situations like the Cubs are going through and really have gone through this entire postseason. So from that standpoint, I understand. I think it's a lot of frustration spilling over, not just that they're getting beat, but just how difficult it is to watch not only starters but relievers go out there and not be able to throw strikes. I think that more than anything, it's the way in which they've struggled.
A 91-36 firmly in the corner of the Dodgers tonight. Alex Wood is going to shut down the Cubs. He's a better pitcher on the road. The Dodgers aren't getting any breaks. I think that's a reference to what you may have said. They played 162 games to be the number one seed. You get what you earn.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they are getting any breaks. What I'm saying is they're better than all of these teams. They're better than both of the teams that they are playing. And they have come into situations where their fans are saying, okay, well, we're better than these teams already. And these teams are shorthanded. There's no reason that we should not be in the, we should not make the World Series, and we should not win the World Series. So I'm going back to this historic run that the Dodgers made during the regular season. And all of us sat here and said, it will all be for naught if they don't win the World Series. And I think that's even more amplified based on the way that these two and now probably three matchups will be set up for them, with all three teams coming in much more depleted than they are.
Michael in Cedar Rapids on the Hurtin and Stocker text line: we need to get rid of Hayward. I sure wish we would have held on to Dexter Fowler instead. And let's talk about Javier Baez. I thought we should have traded him after the World Series last year when his value was the highest. Oh, wait, he just chased another ball into the dirt.
Look,
Hayward's not going anywhere because of that contract. Unless they made a deal, and don't put words in my mouth here, but if the Cubs were to go out and get, like, Giancarlo Stanton, who the Marlins may or may not move this offseason, and the Marlins are looking like a team where they don't want it to look like it's a blatant salary dump, they'd have to take a player and some salary back in return. That's how you would offload that contract. Chances of that deal going down are slim to none. Let me tell you that right now. But other than that, that's about the only way that you can move a Hayward. It reminds me of when the Carlos Silva, Milton Bradley deal went down several years ago. It was bad contract for bad contract, and you just swapped uniforms. The Hayward contract is what it is at this point. It's sunk cost, and his defense helped the team immensely last year, and they won a World Series last year. So, bad contract, okay. World Series ring. That's how I choose to look at things. And Javier Baez is an immensely talented player who's also grossly frustrating at times because the plate discipline, they keep putting the damn graphic up about 57% of first pitch swings or whatever it is leads the major leagues this year. He's probably the best defensive player on that team, maybe behind Hayward. And when he does get hot at the plate, there's nobody like him. And he's versatile. That's a valuable player. And he's definitely going to be a player that other teams would be interested in if they did look at moving him. And I don't think other than Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, and maybe one other guy on that team, that anybody's untouchable as far as putting a deal together this offseason. So who knows what goes down. But that's how I choose to look at things. We're not going to be all Cubs today. I promise you we may revisit them tonight around 6:30 as a lead-in to a game 4 at Wrigley Field. Plenty of other stuff to get to today, though, as well. The Twins, by the way, while we're talking baseball, looking like they've perhaps narrowed down their search for a new pitching coach. Carl Willis and Jim Hickey, two names that are surfacing. Jim Hickey, the former Tampa Bay pitching coach who worked under Joe Maddon, and then Kevin Cash in Tampa Bay, and Carl Willis, a former Twins pitcher. And speaking of the Twins, they passed on Glenn Perkins' final year of his contract, so it looks like his tenure with the ball club is over. Football news to get to today. We are going to talk a little bit about the opening night of the NBA my renewed NBA fandom lasted 6 minutes, and what is the term for what happened to Gordon Hayward? It's not a fracture. What are they
calling it? A compound fracture?
A compound fracture.
Did it go through the skin?
It was not pretty.
It was.
I
hate
back
when people
in.
People retweet that picture.
I was back in for 6 minutes on the NBA last night as a distraction from the Cubs and the Dodgers, and now I'm kind of out again. 319-366-1600. Big day coming up for you, as we mentioned, $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Plenty more to get to. Kyle's going to join us. He's got the first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Big recruiting news for the Iowa State wrestling team, and Kevin Dresser making headlines with a top five national recruit. You'll learn all about it coming up in just a little bit. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way today on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM KGYM. Back with more after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
427, welcome back in. Brent Bloom going to join us coming up in the bottom of the hour talking Cyclone basketball. Yesterday was media day for Steve Prohm in Ames, and we'll hit on football as well. Iowa State travels to Texas Tech this weekend. And just a reminder for you Cyclone fans, make sure you listen next Monday when we're chatting with John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Cyclones. His appearances are sponsored by Craig Adamson at True Wealth Stewardship. And Craig has given us two tickets to Iowa State's homecoming game next weekend against TCU at Jack Trice Stadium. That's a 2:30 kickoff. And we're going to be giving those tickets away sometime during the John Walters segment next Monday. So thank you very much to Craig for his continued sponsorship of our chats with John Walters every week. And looking forward to catching up with Brent at the bottom of the hour. Almost as much as I'm looking forward to what's going to be on our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was pegged as a first-team preseason All-American, and as difficult as that can be, he's lived up to it. Midway through the season, he's been named first-team All-America again by the AP, CBS, ESPN, Sporting News, and the All-American website. He leads the Big Ten with 70 tackles and joins NC State's Bradley Chubb and Bama's Minkah Fitzpatrick as the only defender named by each outlet. He was also named as a quarterfinalist for the Lott Impact Trophy. Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning also appeared on one of those All-American lists, being pegged a first-teamer by CBS. Former Iowa cornerback Greg Maben was released by the Buffalo Bills yesterday, but it didn't take him long to find a new opportunity. He announced on Twitter last night that he'd reunite with C.J. Beathard and George Kittle playing for the 49ers. Iowa State basketball had its media day yesterday, and one thing that maybe didn't come as a surprise but more of a confirmation was head coach Steve Prohm saying his team will have to rely on lone returning starter Solomon Young for offense this year. They'll be looking for quite the uptick, as Young averaged just 4 points per game on less than 3 shot attempts last season. And Cyclone Wrestling got a commitment from David Carr today, a 152-pounder ranked the 5th prospect in the nation and son of former Cyclone Nate Carr. Tonight after the show, we're going to have what could be the final game for the Cubs. Alex Woods will start for the Dodgers, and Jake Arrieta will make what could be his final start as a Cub at Wrigley. That's going to start at 8 o'clock, coverage right after the show, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
David Carr, the number 5 recruit in the entire country, according to Flow Wrestling.
Not to be confused with the former number 1 overall NFL draft pick.
Right, and that's such a great picture of David Carr, drafted by the Houston Texans, and Derek Carr, his younger brother, who was, what, 9 or 10 at the time, on the stage with his brother getting the Texans jersey. And now his brother, of course, is quarterbacking for the Raiders when he's not hurt, just like Aaron Rodgers is hurt, Gordon Hayward is hurt, and the Cubs are about to be swept out of their own building in the National League Championship Series. It's kind of tough going to be me right now.
You win some, you lose some.
And I have to look at myself in the mirror every day. Yeah, it is. It's awful. I was wrong, by the way. I wrote this down wrong. We're talking with Gary Rima coming up at the bottom of the hour, and Brent Bloom will be with us at 5:30, so I hate to tease our Iowa State listeners, but you're going to have to wait for hour number 2 to hear from Brent. Gary will join us to talk about a big upset on the road last week for the UNI football team, and plus it was media day today at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls for Ben Jacobson and the Panthers. What's year number 12 going to look like for Jake? We'll find out in just a little bit when we chat with Gary. It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all 3 KGYM frequencies. Game 4 of the NLCS on the way for you tonight after the show is done. Back with more and Gary Rima when we return.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I'm one of the holdouts. Unless I absolutely have to get work done, I don't want Wi-Fi on the plane. I'll take that flight as some quiet time, however long it is. No phone. I might even read a book. Last night, I flew from Charlotte to Nashville. Flight, a little over an hour, piece of cake. Got on the plane. Astros were beating the Yankees. Dodgers and Cubs hadn't started. Cavs and Celtics were about to get going themselves. And I'm thinking that, you know, as soon as we land, I'll check to see if the Stros held on, if my Dodgers are winning, and see how things went with Kyrie back in Cleveland. Sports stuff, you know, scores, was Kyrie booed, all that. And then, upon landing, I'm quickly delivered perspective, because all I saw were stories and horrific pictures of Gordon Hayward's shattered ankle. I didn't care about those scores, and I'm hoping most of you didn't either, at least for a bit. I was thinking about Gordon Hayward, his teammates, the Cavs who witnessed it, the fans in the building, seeing, witnessing, living something none of them will ever forget. You know, I love sports, but sometimes they really don't matter one bit. In 60 seconds, I never thought I'd do it.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting the number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I know, I've mentioned it plenty, I'm a lifelong Dodger fan. But when it comes to the American League Championship Series, I'm doing something I never thought I would do. I'm rooting for the Yankees. I got sick of the evil empire over their 15-year or whatever it was run of championships and regular season dominance. Sick of the high payrolls, tired of the massive free agent signings. I know it sounds kind of funny coming from a Dodger fan now, doesn't it? Anyway, I find myself hoping the Yankees get back to the World Series. Why? Because they're not supposed to be close to getting to the World Series. The Bronx Bombers are actually underdogs, and every time they win, makes the improbable possible. And when it doesn't directly involve our team, don't we all kind of root for the underdog? Even if it's that underdog. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. My football career taught me the importance of being prepared for game time. And now that I own multiple businesses, being prepared means having capital when I need it. That's where Cabbage comes in with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/gametime or 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 888-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was baby back, baby back, baby back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger too.
48% actually. But that's like impossible to sing.
I don't know. Maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh baby, Chili's is back.
Baby back, baby back.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to rethink, ready to replace, ready to refresh. And during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers should get ready to save. Because right now through November 8th at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 15% off Kohler kitchen and bath products. That's up to 15% off Kohler sinks and up to 15% off Kohler toilets and more. So are you ready to save 15%? Yeah, we thought so. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. U.S. only.
Man, Masahiro Tanaka is fun to watch when he is on his game, and it appears to be that case today. Game 5 of the American League Championship Series underway. They're scoreless in the second inning at Yankee Stadium. We will keep you abreast of what's going on in that game and, of course, taking you up until 8 o'clock first pitch tonight at Wrigley Field. Another 8 o'clock start for the Cubs and the Dodgers. Game 5, if necessary, would shift back to Dodger Stadium. That would be a 7 o'clock Central Time first pitch. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our producer, holding down the fort until the third and final hour of the program is over tonight. Remember, a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill still up for grabs. Plus, during the 6 o'clock showdown tonight, we'll have a pair of tickets to see Hairball. Joining us now that I've got the schedule correct and who's at 5:30, who's at 4:30, I had pushed, Gary, I had pushed you back to 5:30 on accident, but we're talking with Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Right now, a busy day for you and a busy day for Ben Jacobson and the men's basketball team in Cedar Falls. It was media day today.
Yeah, and actually, it's one of the media days in my 25 years as their play-by-play guy, Todd, that I was not able to attend. I was just listening to it on my radio show in Waterloo that airs at 4 o'clock. My co-host is airing, Coach Jacobson's press conference right now. So I was listening to the first half hour of it. I actually had a colonoscopy done today. You get to that age and you're supposed to do those kind of things. And if you don't mind, I would just encourage everybody, when you get to 50, just get it done. Yeah, I mean, it's the prep thing's a little tough, but man, the actual colonoscopy part of it is great. So, hey, this is one of the few times I get to be on live with you because my radio show runs 4 to 6 out of Waterloo. So we get to talk live today. I took the day off from my show and feeling good. So, but I was just trying to catch up on some of the things that Coach Jacobson was talking about. And I tell you, there's a real excitement around this year's basketball team. The Street and Smith preseason poll came out. They picked you and I to win the Missouri Valley Conference. The league's preseason poll is going to come out in a week or so, and I think the Panthers will be somewhere in the top three. But this is going to be a good year of you and I basketball. Four seniors back, two juniors. Wyatt Lohaus is like having a senior come back. I think with the guys they've added, the new guys, I think we're going to have some fun. I think this team has a legitimate shot at being an NCAA tournament team again.
Gary, the past few years, a senior has stepped up every year. It was Seth Tuttle a few years ago, then Wes Washburn, then Jeremy Morgan. This year, is Bennett Cook the next one in line, or will it be kind of by committee with him and Clint Carlson?
Oh, I think it's got to be both of them, Alex. And I do think, I've been saying this over the last couple of weeks talking UNI basketball, that I think Bennett Cook will have his best year as a UNI Panther basketball player. I look for him to have a great senior season. His oldest brother, Jake Cook, if you remember, had a great senior year and just kept getting better and better every year and ended up being named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year back in Jake's senior year. So I think Bennett's going to have a huge year. In fact, I'm not going to be surprised at all if he's on the Missouri Valley Conference preseason team, one of the five guys that gets that notoriety. But they would also need Clint Carlson to have a really good season. He's got to score a little bit more, rebound a little bit better. The biggest thing is those two guys got to bring great leadership, too. But if those two guys have the kind of year that I think they can, because if you follow the Missouri Valley Conference, you realize it's really a guard-driven league. A lot of teams, very good guard play. So I think we've got good guards. If you've got outstanding inside play, like Clint Carlson and Bennett Cook, I think that puts you over the top as far as some of the teams that we're going to face in the league. So it's going to take both of them, though. If one of those two has an off season, then we may not reach the height of accomplishment that we want this year unless somebody comes in there and really surprises us like a true freshman in Austin Fight. Maybe that big guy has a great, you know, true freshman season, or maybe Ted Friedman has a breakout year. But I think we need both Bennett Cook and Clint Carlson to be really, really good this year.
So let's talk about Clint Carlson for just a second. His first 3 years have been somewhat of a roller coaster. He's been up, he's been down. How much is his consistency or potential consistency this year an X factor on how far this team can go?
Well, and I think that's going to be a big part of our success. And he's done a lot of the work in the offseason. He's one of the guys that they said has put up over 10,000 shots, that he's been in the arena, in the gym, in the rec center, wherever he could get into since the season ended last year. And he's put in more time in preparation for this season with his shooting, ball handling, than he had in I think the previous 3 years put together. I thought he played really well in the primetime league, did some good things there. They don't play a ton of defense in that league, so sometimes the scoring can come a little bit easier. But I thought, you know, going up against some of the competition, some of the bigger Hawkeye players and stuff he had to play against, I thought Clint looked really good. And in talking with him a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember him being as pumped up and excited and looking forward to a season as I've seen him look forward to this senior year. So I think he knows this is his last go-around. And he had flashes a couple of years ago when he was just playing great down the stretch and played really good in the NCAA tournament and then kind of fell off some. I think everybody's feeling he's going to get back to that high level of play that this team needs him to play at. If we want to be the team that is the team to beat in the Missouri Valley Conference. And also, Alex, we're going to know early, I think, where this team's at, because the non-conference schedule is really, really tough. We're going to get tested a lot. And whether we win or lose some of those games, I think we'll have a good understanding of how those two seniors, Carlson and Cook, are going to be this year for you and I.
You and I, play-by-play voice Gary Rima, joining us live on the program on a Wednesday. What's the rest of the Valley look like this year, Gary?
You know, it's interesting. I had to fill out my preseason ballot for the Missouri Valley Conference, and I tell you, keep your eye on Loyola. Loyola's got seven seniors back. They returned 58 of their offensive points from a year ago, and they've added a 7-foot center that transferred in from North Dakota that we faced last year that played really well against us. I think Loyola could be the team that's right there battling for the regular season title. I think Missouri State is going to be really good. The Missouri State Bears, they returned 54 of their points from a year ago. I think they're going to have the preseason player of the year in Alize Johnson. Double-double machine, great player. I just think this is going to be a bit of a breakout year for Paul Lusk and the Missouri State Bears. I put you and I right there I think Illinois State will be good, but I'm not so sure Illinois State's going to be up fighting for the regular season title. They return no seniors. They lost 52 points off their team from a year ago that tied for first. I know they probably feel like they're just going to reload, Todd, but I think they're on a rebuilding year. I really do. And I know Street and Smith projected them to finish third in the league, but I wouldn't be surprised if they can't finish any higher than fifth or sixth place this year, because I think Belfo's going to be good. Missouri State, you and I, and Loyola really like them. And I'm telling you what, Barry Hinson's got it going at Southern Illinois. He's got a good upperclassman group coming back with three seniors, four juniors, three sophomores. He's going to be in the mix. So I think the league's going to be fun. It's going to be great to see how much does Drake improve under Nico Medved. The Bradley Braves, they're now a veteran team. They returned 64 of their points. They only lost 4 points from the guys that graduated. They've got two seniors and five juniors back, so keep an eye. And the Bradley Braves would be my dark horse pick to just make a big jump from where they've been at the last couple of years. But I really think it's you and I, Missouri State, Loyola are the top three. And then Southern Illinois, Belfo, Illinois State, Bradley, that those are the ones that I think are going to be fighting in those four, five, six slots this year.
I feel like we're burying the lead here, but let's get to that upset this past weekend. It was not a very happy hobo days in Brookings.
Absolutely the happiest hobo day I've ever spent up in Brookings, because, guys, every year we go to Brookings and play those Jackrabbits, it seems like it's their hobo day, their big homecoming game. But I tell you, that finally put together a complete performance, offense, defense, special teams. It just all came together this last Saturday. And, you know, the three turnovers that the Panthers were able to force in the first quarter were huge. Jumping out to a 17-0 lead early was big, because that had been South Dakota State's MO for winning games. They had outscored their opponent 56-7 in the first quarter in their first five games. And we jump on them 17-0. And guys, I just never recovered from that. And then Marcus Weimiller, what can you say about him? When he got injured against Cal Poly in week two, Todd, there was some talk that his season might be over, that was going to be a season-ending injury, but he worked his tail off to get healthy, got cleared to play, and then that's where that Wildcat offense was able to be implemented offensively. They had the Wildcat in from week one against Iowa State, didn't use it there, and then had plans on using it against Cal Poly and Southern Utah, and then when Marcus got hurt, that came off the shelf as far as what they were going to be able to use in the offensive playbook. But 170 yards rushing for him. I thought Eli Dunn was really good at quarterback again. Defense was solid. I tell you what, that if this Panther football team can bring that kind of effort week in and week out, we got a great chance to finish pretty high in this league and be a postseason team. If we don't bring that effort, we're going to come up short, because this Youngstown State team coming in Saturday is really, really good. Then it's at North Dakota State. Then it's home with South Dakota, which is facing 9 and then 2 and then number 4 ranked teams in the nation over the next 3 weeks.
Gary, they forced 3 turnovers. They held South Dakota State to just 332 total yards of offense. How was the UNI defense able to really stifle one of the better, more explosive offenses at the FCS level?
Well, Alex, they made some changes. They made some personnel changes after the loss to Western Illinois. Coach Farley decided not to start the freshman safety. They moved Elijah Campbell from cornerback back to a safety, and then they took A.J. Allen and made him the strong safety. They added Keelan Brookins into the starting lineup as kind of a nickel linebacker type position. The kid that transferred in from Wisconsin, he got his first start. And then Xavier Williams stepped in and played the cornerback spot that Elijah Campbell was anchoring down when they moved Elijah to the safety. And it was just something about that group of guys. The pass defense was excellent. We didn't let the quarterback, Taron Christian, have a big day running the football, because he's a dual threat quarterback, very dangerous. Keelan Brookins had a couple of sacks. which really helped the team because we didn't have a lot of sacks. And then we didn't let the running back, Mangarelli, get going. He struggled, and he's a guy that was averaging 6-7 yards a carry, and he could never get on track. So it was some game planning. It was the scheme they used, but I thought, more importantly, some personnel changes that they made for that offense that South Dakota State runs. And great game plan by the coaches, and then credit the players for executing it really to darn near perfection. When you beat that team 38-18 on their home field, that's pretty impressive.
Family weekend in the Uni Dome this weekend. It's Bo Pelini and Youngstown State coming to town. How do the Panthers follow up on last week's upset?
Well, you got to put another one together, Todd. I mean, that's, you know, it's the next team up. You know, when a guy gets hurt, it's next man in. Well, in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, it's just, you know, next game up, you got to go get them. This is a really good defensive unit that Youngstown State brings to the Uni Dome on Saturday. I think that's going to be a big key, is can our offense be effective and move the football. They've now seen Marcus Weimiller not only as a running back, but to run the offense in a wildcat-type formation, so they'll be prepared for that. I really thought we caught South Dakota State by total surprise. I don't think they were looking for that type of offense to be implemented at all this past Saturday, but now it's out there. The Penguins had to work on it to defend it this week, but they'll be prepared when the Panthers do go to it. And then the challenge for our defense is we're facing another dual-threat quarterback. Nathan Mays will start at quarterback for the Penguins. He's their second leading rusher on the team. He averages almost 6 yards a carry, and that's even after you take off the sack yardage, off his rushing yardage. So he's a real threat to run the football. They got a really good running back in Kevin McCaster. They will run the football first and then throw it. This is the team a year ago, guys, that to start the second half, they put together a 22-play, 11-minute, and 40-second touchdown-scoring drive that we never recovered from. Our defense was just wore out the rest of the game, and they ended up beating us with a score in the final 28 seconds of that game last year to beat us. So big challenge for the defense. Going to have to get off the field on third down, because this is another team that is excellent in third down conversions. 56% they convert on third down, very similar to what South Dakota State did going into our game, and we held them 3 of 12 on third down. So another big challenge, a little bit different offense. You're going to have to slow down because they're not a great passing offense like what South Dakota State is, but their running game can just absolutely wear you down. Just to solidify that, when Youngstown State in the conference opener at their place beat South Dakota State, Youngstown State had the football for 45 minutes and held South Dakota State to 37 offensive plays, and they only had the football for like 15 minutes. So you can't let them grind and ball control this thing out on Saturday.
Well, Gary, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we'll let you get back to listening to your own program. I know firsthand it can be surreal when you sit back and listen to other people do the program that you are usually behind the mic for. And appreciate the public service announcement today as well. Thank you for sharing your story. I didn't want to commit a HIPAA violation, but you let the cat out of the bag. So thank you very much.
Yep, guys, gals, don't be scared to do it. Just go get it done, and you can sleep a little easier at night.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. He joins us every Wednesday, sometimes live on the phone, as we revealed during that segment. It is family weekend at the Uni Dome, Youngstown State, and Bo Pelini coming to Cedar Falls. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and only 5 games remaining for the Panthers this season, including 3 at the Uni Dome, with this week's game against Youngstown State, South Dakota, and Indiana State on Senior Day. 4:54, we are going to step aside and take a quick break. When we return, Kyle's going to have another big board update for you. We will talk coming up in hour number 2 with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com and touch on last night's opening games in the NBA. Back with more after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year.
That's right. MediaCom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme Pack just for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call MediaCom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new MediaCom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Welcome back in. 4:56, hour number one, almost in the books. Yankees with a 1-0 lead on the Astros. That game now moving to the top of the third at Yankee Stadium. Game four of the National League Championship Series on the horizon tonight at Wrigley Field. Game five tomorrow, if necessary. Send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One has over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was pegged as a first-team preseason All-American this year, and as difficult as that can be, he's lived up to it. Midway through the season, he's been named first-team All-America again by the AP, CBS, ESPN, Sporting News, and the All-American website. He leads the Big Ten with 70 tackles and joins NC State's Bradley Chubb and Bama's Minkah Fitzpatrick as the only defender named by each outlet. He was also announced as a quarterfinalist for the Lott Impact Trophy. Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning also appeared on one of those All-American lists, being pegged as a first-teamer by CBS Sports. Former Iowa cornerback Greg Maven was released by the Buffalo Bills yesterday, but it didn't take him long to find a new opportunity. He announced on Twitter last night that he'd reunite with C.J. Beathard and George Kittle playing for the 49ers. Iowa State basketball had its media day yesterday, and one thing that maybe didn't come as a surprise but more of a confirmation, head coach Steve Prohm says his team will have to rely on lone returning starter Solomon Young for offense. They'll be looking for quite the uptick, however, as Young averaged just 4 points per game on less than 3 shot attempts last year. The Cyclones also got a big commitment in wrestling today from David Carr, a 152-pounder ranked the 5th prospect in the nation and son of former Cyclone Nate Carr. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Cubs and Dodgers in what could be the final game of the series and the final game for Jake Arrieta. Coverage is going to start right after the show before the game starts at 8, and you can hear it on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Matt on Twitter says this is the 3rd year in a row that Jake Arrieta has started on October 18th, and the previous 2 starts didn't go all that well. And if this is the end for him, I hope he gets a rousing ovation tonight at Wrigley Field. They wouldn't have a World Series ring last year without him. 1 hour down, 2 to go. More on the way after this.